First Chronicles, chapter 13. And David consulted with the captains of thousands and hundreds, and with every leader. And David said to all the congregation of Israel, If it seem good to you that it be of Yahweh our Elohim, let us send out to our brethren everywhere that are left in all the land of Israel, and with them also to the priests and Levites which are in their cities and suburbs, that they may gather themselves to us. And let us bring again the ark of our Elohim to us. For we did not inquire at it in the days of Shaul. And all the congregation said that they would do so, for the thing was right in the eyes of all the people. So David gathered all Israel together, from Shehor of Egypt even to the entering of Hamath, to bring the ark of Yahweh from Kiriath Yearim. And David went up, and all Israel, to Baalah, that is, to Kiriath Yearim, which belonged to Yehuda, to bring up from there the ark of Yahweh, that dwelled between the cherubims, whose name is called upon it. And they carried the ark of Yahweh in a new cart out of the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah and Ahio drove the cart. And David and all Israel played before Yahweh with all their might, and with singing, and with harps, and with psalteries, and with timbrels, and with cymbals, and with trumpets. And when they came to the threshing floor of Kidon, Uzzah put forth his hand to hold the ark, because the oxen stumbled. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Uzzah, and he killed him because he put his hand to the ark, and there he died before Yahweh. And David was displeased because Yahweh had made a breach upon Uzzah, wherefore that place is called Perazuzah to this day. And David was afraid of Yahweh that day, saying, How will I bring the ark of Yahweh home to me? And so David did not bring the ark home to himself to the city of David, but carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And the ark of Yahweh remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months. And Yahweh blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had. End of chapter 13.